It's time once again for Cars Cinema Critique.
Yes, he's smarter than an entire set of encyclopedias. He runs down the facts quicker than Superman. He's been voted sexier than Brad Pitt.
Or was that Gregory Peck?
Now the man that needs no introduction.
Wait a minute, what was his name again?
Carr!
Oh, that's right, thanks. Paul Carr.
And here he is with Cars Critique.
Roll camera! Roll camera! Action!
Transformers is the big movie. It's the big 4th of July action movie. It's from director Michael Bay, who made The Rock, Armageddon, Bad Boys, big loud summer movies of that type. Now, I have low expectations for summer movies in general, because I know they're often it's mindless entertainment. There's not necessarily a lot of plot. There's lots of explosions, and I'm fine with that. I like movies like that sometimes. There's a place for flicks like that, and I watch them without any hope of something that's going to have a powerful emotional impact or be this grand piece of cinema, whatever. So having said that, I say this without exaggerating, that Transformers might be the worst summer blockbuster I have seen. Let me take you through how sitting through a bad movie goes. We're doing something a little bit different here. It starts with this opening voiceover that's kind of stiff. It's detailing some of the backstory that you need, especially if you haven't seen the cartoon, which is fine. And it kind of leaves you wondering, this could be trouble. Movie goes for a while, you get a couple action scenes, you're half an hour in, and you're still waiting for the movie to really get going. There's no traction yet, although they've had a couple of a fight scene or two, there's been a big action sequence, and you're still kind of, okay, action slows down. Then there's a dialogue-heavy part, because they've got to get a lot of the exposition out, why stuff is happening. And that's when the dialogue, you realize how truly awful a lot of the dialogue is. It's not Shakespeare, and we're not looking for Shakespeare, but you know how bad a lot of the new Star Wars movies got ripped for their dialogue? Well, George Lucas could have made this script better. You know, a lot of times, if you got simple words and lines in the middle of a lot of action, that's fine, because there's really not much more to say than get to the chopper or whatever the heck the line is. But when you've got long expository scenes, this lame dialogue is amplified to a painful degree. And when you're not sure if the humans are delivering their lines better than the robots, that's a bad sign. But you can sit through some of this because you know there's more robots and Transformers coming, because they kind of slowly work themselves into the picture. So, you know, you kind of sit there, you wiggle your feet a little bit impatiently, shifting your seat, trying to get comfortable while you're waiting for the big, cool robots to show up. Finally, here come all the good guys in their various forms. And you're thinking, those are pretty sweet looking. And they are. They look pretty good. You know, the Porsche transforms into a whatever the guy's name is, and you settle in, you're ready to have some fun, and then you realize that's about it. They look good, and there's some stuff happening, but it's like finally getting a date with that hot girl that you've always had a crush on, and then you're about 10 minutes into the date, you sit down for dinner, and you realize this is a completely uninteresting person, and you don't care, and you're trying to figure out how to cut it short and get away. But by then, you're stuck. And so at this point, halfway through the movie, you know, you got to sit through another hour and a half. So you deal with the ill-fated attempts they do at creating drama. Every 10 or 15 minutes, you're wondering, what's happening? I'm a little bit confused. Here's a clip from it that I think explains this well.
I've had the worst day ever. I've been followed here on my mother's bike, right? And my car's right there, and it's been following me here. So get out of the car.
No, stop, oh God, okay.
Okay, all right, okay, oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to hit your car. Okay, look, stop.
Now I realize that's audio and it's from a visual medium, but you listen to that, you're not quite sure what's going on, and I don't remember what was going on either. It's just, you're kind of...
I have to ask you, why was he on his mother's bike?
Because his car was chasing him.
Okay.
Come on, get with the program here, Bruce. So every 10 minutes, you're just like, wait, what's happening? And the logic of the movie is really bad. And I know, even for this genre, it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad compared to actual logic, but like for movie logic, not impressive. You do laugh a lot of times, although it's not at lines really like this.
What is it?
It's a robot. But like a different, you know, like a super advanced robot. Probably Japanese.
Yeah, kind of funny. Doesn't work all that well, I don't think, in the context of the movie. But you're laughing because there's just unintentional comedy things. John Turturro, who's a guy usually in more serious movies, he shows up. Is that John? What is he doing? The guy who plays Tad Hamilton is in a leadership position in the Army and looks out of place. John Voight's in it because I think he's trying to play every single position in the cabinet. You know, every position in government over the course of his career he's trying to get down. So things like that kind of provide some entertainment. So you're hoping that maybe, okay, this big, noisy movie, we'll get an epic battle scene at the end. Because really, in a summer movie, that can make it worth it. Here come the bad guys out of nowhere. They just kind of show up. This could be good. No. The final clash. It's big and it's loud, but it's confusing. I mean, there were a robot I thought was torn in half or something or dead, or and he's still alive at the end. What? It's big, it's loud. Ball. And by then, you just don't care that much. I'm not looking for emotional attachment to a strong degree in a popcorn movie, but you need some, at least a minute level of curiosity there. But by the end, I don't care if the robots kill the humans or the humans kill the robots or the humans kill the humans or the robots kill the robots. Just kill all of them. I don't care. Whatever. So you sit through the credits. You're not sure whether or not you want a bonus scene. Hey, there's a bonus scene. Nah, that was pretty bad. Hey, at least it was short. Oh, no. There's another bonus scene. Yeah, that's why the movie failed miserably. I see now. It's like that last rock that always falls on Wile E. Coyote. You know, you think he's dead. And bam, one more. Just for the road. The worst part of all of it, though, is that this movie has potential. If you watched a trailer online or saw a TV commercial or in a theater, it's got promise. Vehicles are turning into giant robots. That should be pretty cool. It really should be. But the movie scarcely, if ever, really delivers on that promise. The visuals are kind of representative of the whole movie. They're well done, generally. Once in a while, you're like, hey, that was cool. I like that. But the fights and the transformations are usually either too close to where you're just kind of like looking at a piston or something, or they're too far away where you can't tell exactly what's going on and you lose the whole scope of the shot one way or the other, and you kind of lose interest in the movie that way. Now, maybe if you know the cartoons, that'll help, although the person I went with knew the cartoons, and he said that probably actually made it worse because it made a mockery of them. So I can't speak to that just from his perspective because I'm just barely familiar with the cartoons. I don't really think that would make it more palatable, though, although you might like to see Megatron or whatever the guy's names are on screen, which might be cool enough. But ultimately, Michael Bay, his best movie is probably The Rock in 96, and it's kind of been steadily downhill with Armageddon and Bad Boys 2 and The Island, and this is kind of the new low for Michael Bay. So my recommendation would be not to see this movie so they won't make a sequel, because it's going to make a ton of money, which is a shame, and they're talking about making a second one, which on the bright side could be one of the rare sequels that's better than the original, but only because the original was really, really bad. I give this a 2 out of 10. It was watched, like, you can watch it, because, I mean, it looks okay, but there's very little enjoyment that I have found in this movie.